Maseches Shavuos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, Anachta Ubitita Esbiti. Somebody makes a claim against somebody else. He claimed that the other person raped or seduced his daughter. And the Torah said that somebody who is Ma'anes or Mafata Einara Besula has to pay Hamishim Keseth to the father as a knas. And he also has to pay Boshes and Pagam, embarrassment that was caused, and damages that was caused. Vahu Omer Lo Anasti Velo Petiti. And he denies it. He says, I was not Ma'anes or Mafata your daughter. Mashbiach Ani, he puts him under oath, Ba'amar Ame, and he says Ame. Chayim. It's chayim to bring a korban if it turns out that he was lying, as he is denying money that he owes to somebody else. Rabbi Shimon Poiter She'eno Mishalim Knas Api Atma. Rabbi Shimon says, in this case, you're puter from bringing a korban because a person does not pay knas on his own, meaning to say that a person who admits to Bezin that he owes somebody else a knas is puter from paying the knas if he admits before the Edom come. So therefore, that which the Torah is high as somebody a korban, if he takes a shvuas hapikata, that's only if he is denying mammon, not knas. And over here, he's denying knas, the hamishim kesef, that he owes the other person. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, af al pi she'eino mishalein knas al pi atzmo, mishalein boshes upagam al pi atzmo. Even though he is denying the knas, and knas you do not pay on your own, and there is no chiyuv korban for denying a knas, but he also owes boshes upagam, and boshes and pagam is mammon, and you do pay that on your own. If you admit to owing boshes and pagam, you would have to pay. So therefore, included in his denial and his shvua is a denial of the boshes and pagam, and you have to bring a korban for taking the shvua that you don't owe the boshes and pagam. Rabbi Shimon argues, though, as Rabbi Shimon holds, that when a person is tovea somebody for being ma'anes, his daughter, he has in mind the knas, not the mammon. The reason being is the knas is a set amount, hamishim kesef, as opposed to the boshes and pagam. It has to be evaluated and based on exactly how much he has to pay. So therefore, since the knas is a set amount, that's what he had in mind when he was tovea the other person. So when the person took the shvua denying that he owed money to the other person, he was taking a shvua on the knas, not on the mammon, and there is no chiyuv korban for denying a knas, since if you admitted to owing the knas, you would be pater. While the Chachamim hold that the person had in mind also the boshes and pagam when he was tovea the other person, so therefore when the person took the shvua, he was also denying owing the boshes and pagam, so therefore he has to bring a korban for denying the boshes and pagam. Maseches Shavuos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Ganavta Eshov. This Mishnah continues to discuss Shavuos Hapikada. Somebody accuses somebody else that he stole a shor. V'hu omer lo ganavti, the other person denies stealing the shor. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen chayev. He is put under oath and he says amen to the shvua, and then he admits that he was lying. He took a shvua sheker. His chayev to bring a korban for the shvua sheker. Now, even though there's a chiyuv kefal for stealing a shor, and kefal is a knas, and he did not bring a korban for denying knas, since he also denied the principle, which is mammon, he is chayev to bring a korban for denying the principle. Ganafti avalotavachti v'lo macharti. If he is accused of stealing the shor, and then afterwards shechting it or selling it, in which there is a chiyuv to pay five times the value of the shor, and he admits to stealing the shor, but he denies shechting it or selling it, mashbiacha ani v'amar amen pater. He is put under oath and he says amen to the shvua. He is pater in this case from bringing a korban, even though he took a shvua sheker. The reason being is since he admitted to owing the principal, he only denied that he owes the extra four times that he is chayav to pay for shechting it or selling it. And that chiyav is a knas. You don't bring a korban for denying knas. Hamish shorcha eshori. Somebody accuses somebody else that the other person's shor killed his shor. And we're talking about over here where the other person's shor is a muad. It had killed three times previously. And therefore there is a chiyav nezek shalek, which is a chiyav mamam, as opposed to a short tam that pays only chetzi nezek, half damages, and that chiyuv is a chiyuv knas. V'hu omer lo hemes. And the other person denied that his shor killed the other person's shor. Mashbiach ani v'amar amen chayiv. He is put under oath, and he says amen to the shvua, his chayiv to bring a korban for denying that his shor killed the other person's shor. Again, since we're talking about a shor muad, and that chiyuv is a chiyuv mamam, he has to bring a korban. Hamish shorcha et abdi. Somebody accuses somebody else that the other person shor killed his eved knani. in which there is a chiyuv knas of 30 shekelim, the Torah says that if somebody short kills somebody else's eved knani, you have to pay 30 shekelim knas. V'hu omer lo hemis, and the other person denies that his short killed the other person's eved. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen pater. He is put under oath and he says amen to the shvua. He is pater from bringing a korban, even though he admits later on that he took a shvua sheker. Since the chiyuv of shloshim shekelim for the eved is a knas, you do not have to bring a korban for denying a knas. Amar lo chavalta bi v'asita bi chabura. Somebody accuses somebody else that he wounded him and made a wound. V'hu omer lo chavalti v'lo asiti b'cha chabura. I did not damage you. I did not cause a wound. Mashbeacha ani v'amar amen chayev. He puts him under oath and he says amen to the shvua. His chayev to bring a korban. As a chiyuv to pay for a chavala, for causing a wound, is mamon, and therefore your chayuv to bring a korban for taking a shvuah sheker. Amar lo avdo hipalta eshini besinisa eseni. If somebody's evik knani accuses his master that his master knocked out his tooth or blinded his eye, and in such a case the Torah says that when the master causes his evik to lose a limb, then the eved goes free. And this is a knas. V'hu omer lo hipalti v'lo simisi. And the master denies knocking out the tooth or blinding the eye. Mashbi'acha ani v'amar amen pater. And the eved places the master under oath, and the adon says amen to the shvua, and then he admits that he was lying, he really did knock out the tooth or blind his eye. Still, he is pater from bringing a korban, since that which the Eved goes out free from losing a limb is a knas. The haklal, this is the rule. Kol hamishalem al piat mochayev. Anytime the chiyuv mama that you deny is a chiyuv which you would have to pay on your own, meaning to say that if you admitted to this chiyuv, you would have to pay, then you are chayev to bring a korban for taking a shvuah sheker and denying this chiyuv. Usheeno mishalem al piat mochayev. But if the chiyuv that you deny is a chiyuv that if you had admitted this chiyuv to Bezdin, you would be pater from paying. As we're talking about a knas, any time you admit to Bezdin that you're chayav a knas, if you do so before the Edom comes, you're pater from paying the knas. In such a case, if you take a shvuah sheker, you would be pater from bringing a korban. The reason being is that since, had you admitted the knas, you would be pater. So when you deny to owing the knas, you are not denying a definite chiyuv, since you might have admitted it and be pater, and in such a case, the Torah is not mechayev you to bring a korban for denying this chiyuv.